This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin. The Prime Minister, Najib Razak, is in Washington, D.C., and many bilateral issues are up for discussion, from trade to terrorism. Tonight, our time, the Prime Minister will meet with his American counterpart, Donald Trump, in what is called a Four Eyes meeting. On the line, we have Ambassador Dato' Dennis Ignatius. Dato' Dennis is former ambassador who has served in London, Beijing, and Washington, and then as ambassador to Chile, Argentina, and Canada. He was also head of American affairs for Wisma Putra from the years 1989 to 1992, and then from 1999 to 2001. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Dato'. Dato', the last time Malaysia was granted a White House visit was in 2004, more than 13 years ago, under Tun Abdullah Ahmad Badawi. In a recent piece you wrote, titled Angst in Washington, Fury in Kuala Lumpur, you noted that there must have been, and I quote here, a frenzied behind-the-scenes lobbying by high-priced and well-connected Washington power brokers to make this meeting happen. Can you give us a bit of insight into this, the nature of these, the backroom realities that make such high-level diplomatic engagements possible?
Well, thank you for having me on the show. You know, that's just the way how Washington works. You know, you have to pay to play. So there's always this behind-the-scenes lobbying and high-level contacts going on to make these visits possible. And you might remember even when Dr. Mahathir visited Washington some years ago, there was also a lot of, there was a little bit of a scandal about high-priced lobbyists and that sort of thing.
Now, you also wrote that a small country like Malaysia does not easily gain access to arguably the most powerful office in the world. That was a quote from you. And you used the expression manipulate. But can small governments, or rather, can governments from small nations actually manipulate superpowers like the US?
Well, that's what you're seeing happening. As I said, you know, a small country like Malaysia doesn't get that kind of access easily. I mean, how many other small countries have been able to do it? And actually, when I made those comments, I was actually giving Najib a compliment because, you know, not many countries have been able to do that.
So what is it that the White House wants from the Malaysian government, from the Najib administration in this meeting? Why do you think it's come to the table or acceded to the lobbying that might have happened?
I think that it is both the lobbying that made it happen as well as some circumstances at the present time. Obviously, in my view, the United States is increasingly concerned with the whole regional drift towards China, the end of TPPA and the end of Obama's pivot to Asia, I think has left a vacuum in the region which China is rushing to fill and which the Americans are now realizing is going to cause them some problems. I mean, it's also not by coincidence that that the leaders of Vietnam, Singapore, Thailand, and even the Philippines are also being invited to the region, I mean to Washington. So I think it does indicate that there's growing concern in Washington at the strategic shift towards China. Of course, in Malaysia's case, we would have, I think, figured significantly in any Washington outlook towards the region. But the whole 1MDB scandal has created a lot of problems. And that's why, you know, they needed to have that lobbying effort to put it in place.
Before we get to the 1MDB story and the Department of Justice investigations and your concerns about the timing of this meeting, the question of China again, do you think for a small to medium-sized country like Malaysia, it's important, in fact, to engage the big powers, China on one side, the US on the other side, you know, putting aside all kinds of ideological concerns and just being very pragmatic? Do you think that Najib administration has, in fact, been extraordinarily pragmatic in its dealing with these two powers?
In fact, I actually welcome this visit to Washington because I think that we have been drawing too close to China. We've upset the traditional balance we've had between the big powers. So in that sense, it's good that that he's going to Washington because we need to have some, we need to restore that kind of balance between the big powers. It's never, in my view, never a good idea to be too dependent on any one country. So in that sense, I welcome this visit.
Now, we also, of course, have had negative headlines in the U.S. Domestic media over the invitation given to Najib Razak and his government. Do you think governments like, with superpowers like the U.S., they're really concerned with that kind of negative sentiment coming out of their domestic media? Wouldn't they be rather agnostic? I mean, don't they have to deal with all kinds of administration, all kinds of regimes globally?
They do, but from the Malaysian perspective, of course, Malaysian opposition groups and everybody who is concerned about human rights and corruption and transparency, of course, there's a great deal of concern that this visit to Washington could undermine a lot of that. So, on the one hand, yes, they have to deal with all sorts of countries. The implications for Malaysia carry a different connotation.
Now, last question for you. You bring up the question of the Department of Justice and its ongoing investigations into 1MDB. Both sides, both the supporters of the current government as well as detractors, have made a meal of this issue of 1MDB. Do you really think that that the White House, the executive, can impose its will on the Department of Justice? Isn't it a fairly independent institution within the context of American the power structure?
Look, I served in Washington, D.C., and one of the things that I took away with is that the American justice system is not as watertight as it is made out to be. The Justice Department has got a lot of leeway. I mean, you've heard about plea bargains and deal making, and so all sorts of permutations are possible. So while it's hard to be sure, I don't think it's impossible that some kind of deal could be made, some kind of deal. Or even it could be delayed. The whole investigation could be delayed. Until after the elections, there's a concern that that could happen.
Thank you very much. There, Dato' Dennis Ignatius, former ambassador who served in London, Beijing, Washington, also ambassador of Chile, Argentina, and Canada. He served as head of American affairs for Wisma Putra from the years 1989 to 1992, and then from 1999 to 2001. We'll be back with more business news and analysis after this. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.